If you're focused on the wrong thing in your life, you're going to get stressed out and miss out on what God has for you. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Right now, I've been struggling to come up with a good way to introduce today's Unlocked devotion. I've got some major projects going on here at Keys for Kids. I miss my family. And there's this annoying fly that's buzzing around, distracting me. It keeps hitting the window, and I cannot keep it together right now. It's really hard to focus and actually do what I need to do. And conveniently, that ties into today's story. If you're feeling stressed and off balance in your life, maybe because of trouble in your friendships or problems in school, then it's vital to focus on the right thing, or rather, the right person. Let's get into it today with Keep Your Eyes on the Ball and on the Cross by Emily Acker. Growing up, my siblings and I played a lot of baseball together. When I was batting, there was no better feeling than to have the bat connect with the ball. Whether the ball went flying or it was a ground ball going out in front of the plate, it just felt good to have the two connect. I remember my brothers telling me, "Keep your eye on the ball," encouraging me as they were pitching to me. It was only by really staring at the baseball and focusing on hitting it that my bat would stand a chance of connecting with it. As Christians, it's important for us to keep our eye on the cross. With all that happened on that cross, we would have nothing. If Jesus hadn't come and lived among us, fully God and fully human, to suffer and die on the cross for our sins, we wouldn't have salvation. We would still be dead in our sins. We wouldn't have hope. We wouldn't have peace. On the days when we feel overwhelmed because of mistakes we've made or sins we've committed, we can look at the cross and remember Jesus loves us that much, and he has already provided us with forgiveness. On the days when life on earth feels too stressful, we can keep our eyes on the cross and remember that this life isn't all that we have been given. Just as Jesus rose from the dead, we will one day be raised from the dead to live with him forever in renewed creation. And until that day, he promises to be with us, and he invites us to be part of the good work he is doing in and around us. But we can only do this good work as we rest in God's great love shown on the cross. The only way you can get a hit in baseball is by watching the ball and really keeping your gaze fixed on it. As we go through life, the Holy Spirit empowers us to keep our gaze fixed on the cross and remember all that Jesus has done for us. So what does this story make you think of? What are some practical ways we can take time in our everyday lives to remember Jesus' death on the cross and his victorious resurrection? Now, as you and I can read in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Galatians 3:13 and Colossians 2, verses 13 through 15 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you ever wondered about the people who write the Unlocked devotionals? Well, you have a chance to meet one of them, Savannah Coleman, as part of our Week of Giving next week. Savannah's video is going up on Monday, so you'll have a chance to see what she's like and why she writes so many devotionals, because she has written a ton of devotionals. Check out the whole Week of Giving next week at keysforkids.org/weekofgiving. And come back for tomorrow's Mother's Day devotion with Natalie. Whether it's a fun day or a hard day for you, why you can still be content in God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Oh, I didn't write a hook for this. Once again, I'm just reliving the blooper reel over and over. Just Groundhog Day of bloopers.